Welcome to Lesson 2. In this lesson, we're going to create e-cover graphics for your video lead magnet. Right now, we're inside myecovermaker.com, which is our recommended e-cover tool. As you'll see, there are plenty of e-cover templates to choose from. Since we're doing a video course, we'll choose a DVD case. Once we're in the creator, we'll want to choose an image. The first option is to choose an image from myecovermaker.com's library using the Add Image button on the left. The other option is to click the Upload button and choose your own image. As you can see, we've already got our own image uploaded here. This is something we purchased for $1 on a stock photo site. So for this example, we'll be pretending we're making a WordPress training course and that we're going for a pirate theme. Remember, as we mentioned in Lesson 1, a special theme or mascot has a greater likelihood of breaking through banner blindness than, say, a generic title like WordPress for Beginners and a generic image like a photo of a guy at his computer. People see that type of thing all the time, and it's not likely to get their attention or look very original. We'll use the Add Text button to insert a title and a subtitle. Let's call this Captain Jack WordPress Tutorial. In myecovermaker.com, you can choose from a multitude of fonts and text effects to make your title pop out. Adjust your image and text to look however you'd expect a DVD cover to look on the front. And when you're satisfied, click the Finalize button. Don't worry, you can always come back and adjust things if necessary. Once your e-cover is finalized, be sure to select the transparent background option and click download. When you're satisfied, you can click close to return to the dashboard. Finally, we recommend you use the same image to create an e-cover image of an actual disk. Simply click Edit this e-cover, which will create a new copy of the one you just made, and inside the editor, click e-covers and choose the disk template. You'll have to do some rearranging to make the image and elements look right on the disk, but don't worry, the process is just as easy as before. Next, we're going to want to arrange the e-covers into a bundle image. We'll be using Creator 7, but you can use any free or paid image editing program you like. Now, we've seen our highest opt-in rates when we offer multiple video courses instead of one. So for the sake of this example, we've created an additional video course that will be bundled with the original. We're going to import our transparent e-cover files and rearrange them to look presentable. Once you're satisfied with the look, you'll want to export or save the file as a transparent PNG. In the next lesson, we'll be looking at how to incorporate this image into a squeeze page.